So let's start our practice by finding a comfortable posture. But if you can keep your spine straight, unless you have medical condition, it really facilitates alertness. So the secret of the posture is relaxed body, but facilitates alertness. So there's no tension, so don't try to squeeze your knees. If you need to even spread your legs in front of you, feel free, but the body, as much as possible, keep it very relaxed and spine straight. And then like yesterday, let's use our breath as an anchor to bring our attention and let it rest just on our breathing, as if noticing for the first time the air coming in and going out. And just rest your attention on your breath. And if you need a spot to anchor your attention, you can use the nostrils, you know, just at the tip of the nostrils, and maybe even try to feel the sensation of air coming in and going out. Or if it helps, you can place your hand on your belly so that you can feel the rise and fall of your tummy as you breathe. But rest your awareness just on your breathing. And if you happen to find your mind distracted, don't beat yourself, but just gently bring it back and rest it on your breath. Okay, let's do this for a while, okay? As you breathe in and out, feel the energy of your body and mind slowing down. And feeling more peace and restful. And if it helps, you can imagine as if you are listening to a deep silence inside you. A silence that is serene, timeless, and peaceful. Okay, let's now do a little bit of open awareness practice, which I explained yesterday. Here, we let go of our attention even to our breath, but keep our mind and awareness completely open, alert, but not focused on anything specific. Almost as if we are simply observing our own mind. And notice whatever pops up. Beginnings of an ache in part of your body, noticing it, or immediately thinking of something that you forgot to do, whatever pops up, just note it, acknowledge it, and then let go. But keep your mind completely open, fully aware. And if you're more visually oriented, you can think of your mind as a kind of an open space, and thoughts as clouds appearing in that space and dissolving into that same space. Just feel that expansiveness of your mind. Alert, relaxed. Open. If you find yourself wandering off, use your breathing as an anchor to bring the attention back, and then let go of attention even on the breath, and keep your awareness open. Let's now bring our attention back on our breathing, noticing the in-breath and out-breath, paying conscious attention to the movement of the air coming in and going out. Thank you. Okay, I would now like to invite you to do another type of practice, which we call compassion image practice. And for this, you know, I would like to invite you to bring to your mind an image of someone or something from nature that represents for you all the qualities that we associate with compassion, kindness, full acceptance, non-judgment, groundedness, wisdom. It could be someone in your life, like a grandparent or a mentor, or for many of us Tibetans, it's the figure of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. Or it could be, if you're religious, an important figure in your tradition that is a source of inspiration for you. And for some, it could be an image from nature, like a very rooted tree with thick foliage, which gives this beautiful shade for those who sit under it. Or it could be image like an ocean that is profound, even though a lot of turbulence on the top, but it's stable, still underneath. It's deep. So whatever image speaks for you, see if you can conjure one in your mind. And for some, it could be even your pet, whose love is unconditional. So let's spend a little while to first conjuring that image in our mind. An image in whose presence we can feel totally ourselves, not having to prove anything. We are perfect and good as we are. Total acceptance, unconditional. And if you are not visually oriented, just think of the idea of someone or something that represents these qualities for you. Okay, so now in front of this image, try to see how you feel. What does the image say to you? What does it feel to be totally accepted? Not having to prove that you deserve to be loved. The simple fact of who you are is adequate to be loved, to be accepted, and to receive kindness. And if it helps, you can even imagine light rays of brilliant color emerging from this image and touching your body, you know, energizing you, uplifting you. And embracing you in kindness and love. And recognizing what it feels like to be in such presence, let's also remind ourselves that just like me, every single person wishes to be loved, wishes to be accepted unconditionally. Just like me. Let's say this silently. The phrase is, may we all find happiness. May we all be free from suffering. May we all find joy. Okay, now bring our attention back on our breathing again, using our breath as an anchor to bring our attention back. And then we can bring our attention back into our body, feeling our presence with everybody in this room. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And give a nice smile to everyone.